Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced that it is opening up the iPhone's NFC chip using the Secure Element to allow for third-party contactless payments for the first time. The background here is that since Apple first added its NFC chip, or near-field communication chip, more than 10 years ago, access to that chip hasn't been available to third-party developers. Starting with a future release of iOS 18.1, however, that will change. The feature will debut in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, the UK, and the United States. In a press release announcing the news, Apple says that the NFC chip can be used by third-party developers for things including contactless transactions for in-store payments, car keys, closed-loop transit, corporate badges, student IDs, home keys, hotel keys, merchant loyalty and rewards cards, and event tickets. Further into the future, Apple says that it also will support third-party apps for government IDs as well. Apple also says that users will be able to set a third-party app as their default contactless service instead of Apple Pay in the Settings app on their iPhone. Currently, when you double-click the side button on your iPhone, Apple Pay is presented as the option, but you'll soon be able to set a different app as that default. Apple also says that to incorporate this new solution into their iPhone apps, developers will need to enter into a commercial agreement with Apple and request access to the NFC and Secure Element entitlement and pay the associated fees. As of right now, Apple hasn't published any details about that fee structure. There are more details for developers on Apple's developer website, and again, this functionality will debut in a future release of iOS 18.1. Next up today, the Epic Games Store is now available for iPhone users in the European Union after Apple was forced to allow third-party app marketplaces as part of their compliance with the EU's Digital Markets Act. Most notably, this means that Fortnite is now again available for download on the iPhone so long as you're in the European Union. The catalog of games available in the Epic Games Store is starting small, featuring a handful of favorite Epic titles like Fortnite and Fall Guys. Epic says that it will grow its library over time and is aiming to hit 100 million mobile downloads before the end of the year, driven by game installs across the Epic Games Store on iOS and Android. Epic Games, of course, has been a strong supporter of alternative app stores and iOS sideloading as it protests what it believes is Apple's monopolistic power over iOS. This most famously came to a head in 2020 when Fortnite was pulled from the App Store when Epic tried to avoid using Apple's in-app purchase system to purchase the in-game currency V-Bucks. The EU's Digital Markets Act has given Epic this inroad into effecting change, but it is still pushing for more. Right now, Epic Games must pay Apple a 50 euro cent fee for every install of the Epic Games Store, and that's a payment that recurs annually based on Apple's core technology fee structure. Apps inside of an alternative app marketplace must also pay the core technology fee once that app crosses 1 million annual downloads. So this means Epic will pay the core technology fee on every download of the Epic Games Store itself, and then pay the core technology fee again for each of its apps once that app crosses 1 million annual downloads. Epic, Spotify, and others are still campaigning for free, unadulterated access to the iOS platform, and the EU Commission has said it's investigating whether the core technology fee and other terms are actually in compliance with the DMA. But for now, with these terms, Epic Game fans can now download Fortnite and other apps again in the European Union. Currently, alternative app stores are only supported by iPhones running iOS 17.4 or later, and the capability will launch on iPad with iPadOS 18 later this year, so you can expect the Epic Games Store to come to iPad around that time. We are sponsored this week by 9to5 Mac Daily Plus. If you're looking for an ad-free version of 9to5 Mac Daily, you can go to 9to5mac.com/join and sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. This allows you to support the show directly and helps us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily for more than 5 years. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join, and you can sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. Running out today, Apple is moving forward with its plans for home robotics, according to a new story from Bloomberg. Apple is reportedly ramping up its work on a tabletop smart home device with a robotic arm that would serve as a smart home command center, a video conferencing machine, and a remote-controlled home security tool. Apple's personal robotics ambitions were first detailed in April, when Bloomberg reported that Apple was exploring a mobile robot that can follow users around their homes. Apple is also working on developing a HomePod-like device with a screen that can swivel like a robotic arm. This is what Bloomberg says Apple is doubling down on within the next couple of years. Mark Gurman reports that Apple has a team of several hundred people working on a pricey tabletop home device that combines an iPad-like display with a robotic arm. The report explains that the product's display will be able to tilt up and down and spin 360 degrees with an actuator, with the robotic arm moving around the large display. Apple executives reportedly approved this project in 2022, but work has really started ramping up in recent months. The work is being led by Kevin Lynch, Apple's vice president of technology. Lynch also led the Apple Car project, which officially shut down in February after more than a decade. Apple's goal is that users will primarily interact with this device using Siri and other Apple intelligence features. The device currently runs an operating system that is a modified version of iPadOS, and it is expected to include features like voice recognition and a look at me command to focus on the person saying those words. Finally, Apple is reportedly targeting a release date of 2026 or 2027 for this tabletop home device and is looking to get the price down to around $1,000. Given that timeline is still multiple years away, Apple's plans could, of course, change. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news also on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.